again, I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We come in that spirit, the spirit of love and of Christ's guidance and the presence of his Holy Spirit. For all those who might be on the call, and hopefully some are, I gave out a card and a tape last night to a relative who lives in Washington, D.C., and man, if she's on the call, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. We have to be more and more about telling people about this opportunity that God has allowed us to have. Okay, yeah, for us to come together. Sister Freeman, if you would lead us in prayer.
If it's all right with everyone, I would like to go ahead and read the prayer this morning.
You know that is all right, Sister D. You go right ahead.
Can everyone hear me all right?
Yes, loud and clear.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your presence as we gather once more to hear the good news. Father, we thank you for this ministry and for letting us be a part of it. We recognize and acknowledge that you are in control and are always moving us forward, even when we do not want to go. Father, thank you for this day and for letting it go well for each of us, because there was so much that could have gone wrong.
Well,
that we continue to have faith to trust you in all situations. Father, we give thanks that Bishop Cuff answered the call you put on him. We pray that you do not grow weary or tired in doing your work, but continue to have ears to hear you and a heart to do your work. We pray for Sister Cuff that she maintains her faithful walk with you. Lord Jesus, bless their home and their family, Lord Jesus. Lord, we lift up each member of the Word of God Church and the Julia C. Freeman Senior Outreach Ministries. We pray that you grant us the answers to our prayers if it is in your will to do so. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your mercy, for the sins that we have made, and for showing us your forgiveness and love.
Yes.
Mighty and eternal God, we ask that you protect our military with the shield of your strength. Continue to enrich them spiritually as they cope with life and death situations. And Lord, we pray for those who do not have a personal relationship with you and ask that you rescue them from the realm of darkness. Allow your Holy Spirit to convict them of their sins and that they repent and follow the way of your Son, Jesus Christ. More than anything, Lord Jesus, we pray that you help them to hear your word with power and conviction so that Satan will not steal it from their heart. We pray that until they find their way, we ask that you show them grace and mercy as you did for each of us.
Yes.
We thank you for your word this morning. We pray that our hearts, not just our ears, be open to your message you have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Sister D. God is good. He is merciful. And truly, he has saved us, and he's called us to help others to find their way. Amen?
Amen.
I was studying the other night in our Book of Revelation study, and I'll talk to you more about that on when we go back to Bible study, which will be now the first of next year. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned it briefly about angels. They don't have the charge now to spread the gospel. We have it. God gave that to man to do. And women and boys and girls, all of us who have been called from darkness to light, we're not just called to come to church and to go to Bible study. We're called to spread the gospel. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And so we can't sit here as spectators. We must go out into the whole world. Matthew's 28th chapter tells us that great commission that we were given. And he says that you are to teach them to obey everything I've taught you. And lo, I'll be with you even to the ends of the earth. And so we can't sit back and rest on this. We have to be about what God set us on a mission to do. He set us on a mission to come from darkness. And after he gave us light, he expects us to pass that light on to others. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
This morning, I want to go back to a series that has started, and for those who don't have it, the title of the sermon series is The Faith to Survive. There is no question in my mind that we are in perilous times. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Not because of what my eyes see, but because of what God's word tells us. We've been told that we are to take our cue from the scripture. And the scripture clearly mandates as every day goes forward, things will get worse in this kingdom. And as the end draws near, it will intensify. And so when we see things happening, like 2 trillion gallons of, tons rather, of water evaporating from the North Pole, and earthquakes and famine and lawlessness and family affections dissipating and love going away, this is not just some strange phenomena. This is what the word said will happen. And so you and I must be in tune to God's word. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
We are not here to just walk and talk in this kingdom. We're here to help others find their way to the kingdom and to enable us to be pleasing in God's sight. And we do that by being obedient to his command. We have to walk not by sight, but by faith. And that's the title of this morning's sermon is, we walk by faith, not by sight. We are not sighted people. We are spiritual people. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
We don't look at things as we see them. We look at things as the Word and the Holy Spirit tells us of things. Y'all come on with me.
Amen.
You see, one of the problems that man has is that we're so used to looking at things that are on the surface. We don't get past the surface of things. And let me give you an illustration of this. You know, when we were young, we fall in love, and most of the time we fall in love because of the surface. Oh, y'all come on with me. We don't, and I'll speak for the men, we don't look at women from a spiritual point of view. We look at them from a physical point of view.
Amen.
And then when you walk up on a demon, you don't understand it. Well, the reason why is you walk by sight when you should have been walking by faith.
Amen.
Oh, y'all come on with me now.
Amen.
There is nothing that you do that you cannot take this part of scripture with you. We must change from being sighted people or earthly people to being spiritual people. I am convinced without a shadow of a doubt that there is no knowledge gained by what you can see. Y'all, that is getting deep. You see, if you look at things, you will see them today and they'll be gone tomorrow. Y'all, come on now. You see, you got to change the way you think. And in order to do that, you got to understand the concepts and the principles. And today I'll try to, by the power of the Holy Ghost, lead you to some knowledge that will help you to further understand this concept of walking by faith. You see, the key is that if we walk by what we see, we're displeasing to God. Because God doesn't judge you by what is on the outside of you. He judges you about what's in your heart and what's in your mind. The scripture says that the bottom line is, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in his sight. Let me hip you to that. That means that whatever you say, whatever deeds you do, you must do it all to the glory of God. And so when you walk in by sight, you ain't nowhere near the Father. I mean, you're dealing with chump change stuff. Oh, y'all, come on with me now. You're dealing with things that are temporal. You're dealing with things that have no relationship to reality. And the reality is that God created the heavens and the earth, and that he sits high and he looks low, and that he can judge every one of us, every word we've ever uttered, every thought we've ever had, and every deed we ever done. Now, listen at me. If God can do all that, what he says is what we must do, so we're judged favorably in his sight. Don't y'all go to sleep on me, because I'm going to deal with some things that you need to know for certain.
Amen.
Last week I covered some things with you, and I, I will briefly go back so that when we finish this series on faith to survive, you will have clear understandings. In other words, your walk will be stronger. Not only will it be stronger, but you will have dunamis power, Holy Ghost power, power that will take you through the survival that you're going to have to get through what we are headed for. Listen at me. You are looking at only the baby pains of what you see going on in this country and in this world. You turn on your TV and every day somebody's laying off somebody. Oh, come on with me now. They estimated this morning that unemployment could get as high as 9%. That's what the president-elect's people have come up with. Just to give you some clarity, when unemployment is below 4%, they consider that full employment in the nation. When you hit 9%, in my opinion, you're in a deep depression. And that can happen in the next 18 months or less. And so what we need to be is people of God. We need to know that there is no need for those who are in Christ to worry, but that we must first seek the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things that we need will be added unto us. Matthew chapter 6, verse 19 and beyond. Listen at me. You and I have not seen what we're going to see. And if you allow those things to control your actions, you will be in total chaos. I need some amens here. Because this is going to get real heavy this morning. I want to make sure that you understand. You and I are not to worry about things that we see. We are to teach our children not to worry about things that we see. If we are obedient to God, do his will, and walk in the ways he's led us to walk, no harm will come thy way.
Amen.
No child of the king. The Bible says you'll never see the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. You see, it takes faith to believe that.
Amen.
When you're sitting up and you ain't got no food in your house.
Amen.
Oh, y'all come on with me now. You see, your mission and my mission is to hear the word, heed the word, and obey the word. If the Father says that he'll take care of us, he will.
Amen.
According to his riches and glory, not to according to what we want. Because you see, we got a habit of walking by sight.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we got families got 3 and 4 cars sitting in parking lot and ain't but 1 or 2 people driving them.
Amen.
Oh, y'all didn't hear that. Y'all aren't hearing this. You see, that's why when Santa Claus comes to town, he puts all of us in debt because he takes over the month of December when he is not the Lord. He has no power, but we walk by sight. And we need to walk by faith. And the faith is Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. He was the Lord on January 1 of last year, and he'll be the Lord on January 1 of next year. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
You see, sighted people get caught up in the things of this kingdom. Godly people know that this is a temporal thing. And the only thing that counts is what you do for Christ.
Amen.
Oh, y'all come on with me now.
Amen.
So out of last week, I bring back to your memories 3 points or so. Number one, lay up for your treasures in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
This is crazy to store up treasures here on earth and you can't take them with you.
Amen.
And that's why we have so much anxieties, because we're worried about material things, about money and my cars and my houses. Get this straight. You're going to lose all that mess on that day when you close your eyes for the last time. That should tell you that today you shouldn't be worried about them.
Amen.
Point two, keep your eyes in good sight. In other words, church, you and I must guard our minds and our hearts. Now, I've been pounding this for months and years. That television is not your friend. It is your enemy. The Bible says guard your heart and your mind so that you will not sin against God. I was talking to our niece that was visiting here last night, and they were talking about medicines on TV. And here's how it goes. You take this pill, you'll sleep better. But here's your side effects. You'll sleepwalk. You'll get psychotic.
Oh, Lord.
You'll lose your memory. And if you didn't get 8 hours sleep, you'll be sleep driving. Give me a break. I don't need to hear all that. No, why? My Father allows me to lie down every night, and He wakes me up every morning. Give me a break.
Amen.
Amen.
If you start looking at, there's no good news on the television.
Amen.
I don't care
Amen.
What day you turn it on, you're going to hear bad news. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is open your Bible and you will always hear good news.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
We can't allow this kingdom to put us in darkness when we have the light in front of us.
Amen.
Now, I haven't even gotten into my introductory, so y'all just have to bear with me, and I got a stopwatch here. If it gets too late, then we just have to cut it off and keep going. Y'all listen at me closely. You must guard your eyes, what you see, what you hear, who you associate with, because as time goes on, they're going to give you bad advice. I listen on my scanner every day, and now it's just getting ridiculous. Every day they're locking people up in Kmart and in Kroger's and New Crops and Walmart out at the shopping mall. It's Lake and Marshall's. You know what that's about? That's about people trying to walk by sight. I ain't got no money, but I got to get my mama a Christmas present.
Amen.
And then he ended up sitting in jail over Christmas.
Amen.
That
Amen.
Was a lie, and the truth ain't in him. Listen at me,
Amen.
If you don't have no money, so what?
Amen.
You still have Christ.
Amen.
And if you love your
Amen.
Mama, you pray for her both day and night.
Amen. Amen.
You talk scripture to her, your loved ones. The devil is so shrewd and slick. More people will commit suicide this month and get drunk and get pregnant and do break up and be domestics. This is the worst month of the year. Cops will be working overtime, not only with drunk people coming from their Christmas parties. You ever think about how people try to, this is all supposed to be done for Christ. Y'all might as well say amen.
Amen.
Let me give you a point here. All this jingle bells and all that, and the children on this call got to be old enough to know, and if they don't, it's time for you to tell them. Santa Claus ain't got nothing compared to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Santa Claus is a joke.
Amen.
He's a deception, a trick of the devil.
Amen.
And you and I are not sighted people. We're people of faith, church, and we must walk by faith.
Amen.
Point from last Sunday. You cannot have two masters. You either hate one and love the other, but you cannot serve money and God.
Amen.
Now, y'all come on now. Your anxieties always come from physical things. I'm going to give you an example of worrying about sight instead of worrying about Christ. It was on the news the other day, a police officer in Richmond who had broke up with his girlfriend. And so he goes into a club, and there she is with another man. And now this is his girlfriend, ain't his wife. And so he starts beating up on the man. So they call the cops. Cops get there, two cops. They're his buddies because they're cops. And so they didn't charge the cop. And intimidated the people who were saying this is wrong. The district attorney's office, they tried to cover it, but it all came out. So now three of them getting charged. You know what happens? When you don't walk with Christ, You do dumb things.
Amen.
Amen.
Like drive around with one hand trying to turn corners and the other one stuck on a cell phone talking to a dummy because you ain't talking to Christ.
Amen.
I ask people, are you talking on the cell phone? I suggest you get off it and call me later. That's wisdom.
Amen.
Sunny days and people running all into trees and down embankments. They're running because they're trying to operate a 4,000-pound vehicle with one hand. Turning corners, mindset on what the conversation is instead of what's going on the road.
Amen.
I see squirrels are dead all over the highway. Sister Candy, I always am happy when I hear your dogs bark, but I know you're with us. God bless you. Now, don't worry about them. They ain't bothering nobody. I'm louder than them anyway. Last thing from last Sunday, I told you about this money. Leave that, put that low on your plate. See, if you ain't got no money, Paul says we ought to be content if we got it, content if we ain't got it.
Amen.
You know people
Amen.
Ain't killing people over money?
Amen.
Amen.
Taking drugs because of money? Selling drugs because of money? Building tunnels under the Mexican border to bring drugs over here because this country is psychotic?
Amen.
Are y'all mouth say amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Listen at me. You don't need but one thing to relax you. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Bible teaches us to live a quiet and peaceful life. In fact,
Amen.
It tells us to make it our business to do that.
Amen.
Amen.
I see people in the morning flying, literally trying to turn into a Batman to get to work because they're late. And I pull over sometimes, just say, you go right ahead. And if I don't meet you at the first tree, I'll meet you at the second one. All that is because we're chasing after a dollar that we don't even, it ain't worth nothing. You know, that's nothing against me. There's only 4% of Americans who collect coins. I ain't going too deep into that, but I'm going to tell you, your dollar is devaluating every day. But we still chase. Why you chase something that you can't keep? It has no value. It's crazy. But we do. And so, again, if you didn't hear the sermon last Sunday, I'm going to try my best by the grace of God as my wife gets better to put these all out on the Internet. Before I go any further, I sent out an email, and I want to make sure that I've clarified. I got two very precious responses, and both of the people who responded were not the people I was talking about. If you work and you got to be to work at 3 o'clock in the morning, you get your rest. I can email you the Bible study.
Okay.
Okay, my point is that if you cannot be here, you have to know the reason why. And anytime our Bible study drops off the half, that is not, I can't sit back and not tell you. You need to figure it out. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
As we get into this service, this sermon this morning, you're going to see that faith, if you don't have knowledge, you don't have faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody might as well say amen. If you don't have knowledge, you don't have faith. If you don't have faith, you're displeasing to God, and you're not going to heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all, let me try that one more time. Faith equals knowledge about Christ.
Amen.
You should be on air. You should be begging for more Bible studies.
Amen.
Amen.
Back on our text this morning. That was by way of introduction, but for those who keep the track. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified Bible, which, by the way, is not an easy Bible to read from. Verse 7 says, we walk by faith, and in parentheses it says, we regulate our lives and conduct, or conduct ourselves by our conviction or belief respecting man's relationship to God and divine things with trust and holy fervor. Thus we walk not by sight or appearance. Let me try that one more time. Here's what we have to walk by. We have to regulate our lives, our conduct, our convictions and beliefs to represent what God has laid out for us. This is a deep subject. This subject of faith is deep. Because, see, faith is not something you can talk about. Faith is something you got to walk.
Amen.
I told you all, I'll tell you again, you can test your faith. I told you all some time ago that I have difficulties because of a situation I had, which was nothing but the devil. And I'll briefly share it with you. I was working on a job where I was stressing out because I was trying to be all things and do all things because I thought I had a very important position as the administrator of the city's largest substance abuse program. And what the end result was, like a lot of people do, I was burning candles on both ends. Oh, y'all come on with me.
Amen.
Let me give you some clues to that candle burn. When you say, I'm tired, I'm always tired, I'm so fed up with this and that, you're burning candles on both ends.
Amen.
And y'all might as well say, and I know what a candle, what to happen when you burn them candles on both ends.
Amen.
These bodies are not made to burn on both ends.
Amen.
Oh, y'all come on with me now. These bodies are made to get 8 hours of sleep, but it's made to not have stress on you.
Amen.
And when we start stressing and getting caught up in the things of this world because we're walking by sight, you're heading for trouble.
Amen.
Amen.
And the trouble that you're headed for in most cases, you can't control it.
Amen.
Oh, let me help you. Oh, well, wait a minute, Bishop. When I get stressed out, I go get something to drink. Oh, I just take me a little joint, and that relaxes me. Listen at me. Your joints go send you straight to hell.
Amen.
And your liquor go kill your liver.
Amen.
And cause you all kinds of problems, like these folks who are driving drunk, running into things, riding off down the wrong street, riding across the wrong lane, running into trees. Listen to me. We're to live a quiet and peaceful life. You know how you do that? You slow your roll.
Amen.
You cut out some of the junk that you have in your life. You learn to give things up.
Amen.
Listen, you will give them up anyway.
Amen.
You give them up. Yeah, the Lord got a way of getting us straight. And we were out here just stressing and all that, and then you will wake up one day and you ain't gonna have no job, you ain't gonna have no car, and guess what? You're gonna have to turn to Christ. That's if you've been blessed enough to know it.
Amen.
I have a friend that I saw the other day walking, which is another point for those of us who need to get out and exercise. This man is the same age I am. He had had a massive stroke. And he's mangled up, and he walks with a cane, and he's in a nursing home, of course, from where we live at. And I'm going to tell you, I've asked God, give me the strength to stop and talk to him. You see, church, one of our problems is that we are all frail people, amen?
Amen.
The strength, and I've asked God to give me the strength to just pull my car over and get out and walk with him.
Amen.
And until I can do that, I pray over him. Because God lets me see him to let me know that I've set you separate for my work. You keep your eyes on my kingdom, and you do my bidding, and I'll take care of you.
Amen.
Amen.
And so every day that I wake up, I'm ready to serve the Lord. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Because none of us know when we're going to be mangled up, in particular, chasing this corrupt kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all listen at me closely because the Holy Ghost is speaking. I'm totally off my text. But I've learned to let God speak and I step to the rear. When I come before you, it's not me speaking, it's the Holy Ghost speaking.
Amen.
Because if I was speaking, I'd tell you I have a stomach ache, I think I got a virus, And I'm hoarse, as you can tell, and my food's sitting over here cold.
Amen.
But I'm called by the one who sits high and he looks low. He provides all my needs according to his riches and glory. And when things don't go the way I want them to go, I've learned that I just lean and depend on him. And if it's for me to eat and to drink and to sleep, it'll be his will. Can I get a witness?
Amen. Amen.
You must
Amen.
Consider not sight, not what you see. You must stand on the word.
Amen.
And let me try to get some things clear to you. In our text, it talks about walking by sight. In the Bible, there are 522 times that sight is referenced. Some of them are sight like seeing. Some of them are sight like spiritual things. I have a whole list of them, but I'm going, for the sake of time, I'm not going to read all of them. At your leisure, what you can do is, and let me help you with this, most of you have internet access. You can go on the internet, pull up some Bibles on the internet, and if you don't know how to get them, email me and I'll send them to you. You can put the word sight in it, it'll bring them all up to you, every text. And then what you have to do is read the text, and then you have to have a concordance to find out which sight it's talking about. Y'all got that?
Amen.
I told y'all, you know, you got these false prophets that tell you about prosperity, or this one that they really like to banner around, and that is that I'm blessed. I'm what's that other word that Brother Al Damal uses? I'm in great favor.
Highly
favored. Yeah. Say it again now.
Highly favored.
Highly favored. And this is the year of Jubilee. In other words, those are all physical things they talk about. You see, all those who belong to Christ are highly favored.
Amen.
And you ain't got to say it.
Amen.
You got to walk like you highly favored.
Amen.
Amen.
Like the brother Damal, you can't walk by me talking about I'm highly favored and then turn around looking at all of the rear ends of women. You ain't highly favored. You're walking in darkness. And just spout words that have no meaning on them.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. You don't have no power on words that are meaningless. You have power on the way you walk. Y'all with me?
Yeah. Amen.
Now, let me give you an illustration, and I'll move into my points. For one moment, just visualize, and I've done this several times. I was out at the mall the other day walking, and there was a blind lady walking with a cane. At least I think she was blind. One minute I didn't think she was blind, because she was cutting them corners awful good for somebody can't see. I think she was a cop. She'd walk around, and I'm looking. She's looking at poles and walking around them. She's taking that stick in them poles and go around them. Yeah, see, that's another thing. People all say she's blind. I got to see she's blind. She walk up on one of them walls, then I said, no, she's blind. But anyway, I close my eyes to see how would I walk down here blind. You need to try that sometime. Just close your eyes and walk around a familiar place that you know in your home and see what you bump into things. That's what our text is talking about. It's talking about blind people who try to walk by sight. Y'all come on with me.
Amen.
Aaron, do grandfather a favor. Move that chair so I can see Sister Cuff.
Mm-hmm.
Just move it over. I like to see my baby.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm looking at it now. Y'all listen to this. Walking by sight will cause you seriously because you will miss the things that you cannot see. Y'all got that? What you need to do is look for the things you cannot see. and you'll have sight. What the bishop talking about? If your eyes are closed, you can't see, how can you have sight? Well, let me tell you. See, when I closed my eyes, I couldn't see, and the first thing I wanted to do was open them. But then faith kicks in and says, I got you. You go for a little while to help you with your sermon. Because if you trust me, you don't have to see.
Amen.
Oh, y'all come on with me now. But when you open your eyes, that means you don't trust me. You got to see where you're walking. And that's a test. Now, I'm not telling you to walk around where you can't see nothing. And then the end result is you walk off a cliff and say, Bishop Cuff told me to do that. But what I am saying is that there's principles that we need to employ. And these principles have application in our lives. And so I want to give you some series of concepts. And by the way, I'm trying to preach and teach scriptural concepts. First thing, if you're taking notes, I want you to write down authority. Those who walk by sight depend on authority upon which their experiences have guided them. I'm about to elaborate on some of these thoughts. You see, you trust, if you don't trust the Lord, you trust, God bless you, your experiences. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
And so you evaluate everything on what your life's experiences are.
Amen.
You make the authority of your experiences the hallmark of your life. You deal with voices that you hear and emotions that you've had. By relying upon the senses of the authority of yourself is dangerous, church. The Bible says that our thoughts and ways are not his ways.
Amen.
And that our thoughts are foolishness.
Amen.
It's folly. The last thing you need to do is trust yourself.
Amen.
Yeah, y'all might as well say amen. You can look back over your life and see the dumb things you've done by trusting yourself.
Amen.
I feel it's going to work out all right. The Bible says, above all things, your feelings are what? They're deceitful.
Amen.
We trust, I got this. You hear anybody say that? I got this. You got it all right. You got very limited ability to deal with whatever you think you got.
Amen.
It's ambiguous, and it is wrong to think that way. The authority that you need is behind that. Listen to John chapter 12, verse 28 to 30. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it and will glorify it again. The crown that was there and here, it said it and thundered. Others said an angel had spoke to him. Jesus said, this voice was for your benefit, not for mine. Listen at me. If we hear Jesus speak and the word speak, it will always be for our benefit.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me try to give you another. When your hair stands up on your back, that's the wrong authority.
Amen.
When fear dominates your actions, you're dealing with the wrong authority.
Amen.
You see, our authority comes from above. Further, the Bible teaches that not all sense experiences are divine origin. Rather, God allows satanic deceptions to dilute those who do not believe the truth. Another way of putting it, you cannot accept every thought that you have that is from God.
Amen.
Because the deceiver has authority to deceive us. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. The perishing because they refuse to love the truth and to be saved. For this reason, God sent them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have the delight in wickedness. Listen, church. I always ask the men on occasion to speak up. One of the problems that men have is that they think they have authority. Y'all listen good, man. Because we are the dominant, or supposed to be the dominant, the one that looks after his wife and his children. And you find few men in church and fewer in Bible study. That's a delusional deception of the devil. Can I get a witness? The devil has deceived you into a low that you think that you know what you know, what you know. And what you know is not of God. It can be from the devil. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Every time God's word is discussed, you should be in the midst of it. Amen, lights.
Amen.
Those who walk by faith, they have confidence in the revelation of the authority. The word of God gives us that confidence. And the authority is in the word. We don't walk by sight, we walk by faith, and we're children who study the scriptures. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Romans 10:7 says, consequently, faith cometh from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. You cannot have knowledge unless you have the word.
Amen. Amen.
And by the way, church, you need to not associate with people. I'm not telling you to diss them, but you don't have friends that are not godly, because they're going to lead you away from the word.
Amen.
Because they're in darkness and they don't know it. So you got to know what authority you're under. You and I must be under the authority of the word of God, and in order to do that, you must meditate on it both day and night. Don't let a day go by you don't read your Bible. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
And by the way, for those who get the daily devotionals, you all you got to do is click on that audio at the bottom, and you'll hear every part of the scripture. What's his name? Daryl or whatever the brother's name is. Once you get used to his voice, it's all totally different. And not get you a Bible for your car, one for your bathroom, one for your bedroom, and one for your pocketbook.
Amen. Amen.
You might say, well, Bishop, you're getting awful obsessed with this. That's right.
That's right.
That's right. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus, and you'll have what?
Peace.
Perfect peace. So you go in my car now, there's one on the front seat, one on the back, there's one in the trunk. There's Bibles all over this house.
Amen.
You go in my bathroom, I got Bibles in there. And let me help you with something else. You know, we listen to the Jingle Bells and all that. Well, you know what I listen at? BBN, the Bible Broadcasting Network. They're playing Christmas music. But all the music they're playing is talking about Jesus.
Amen.
Turn it on. Look it up. Turn it on. You turn on these other channels, you don't hear nothing about Jesus, because Jesus don't sell nothing. Oh, y'all come on with me.
Amen.
But Jesus gives me peace. Point two.
Amen.
Materialism. Those who walk by sight manage materialism with what? Anxiety. Y'all, let me try that one more time. Sighted people manage materialism with anxiety.
Amen.
You ain't never got enough. You got to get more.
Amen.
I got to wait till the sales come on next week. Listen, there ain't no sales. you're buying stuff that you're going to have to pay for.
Yep.
Y'all don't get it.
Amen.
You see, we've been trapped into this load that I, oh, it's Christmas time in the city. Jingle bells.
Amen.
I'm looking for a white Christmas. I'm 64 years old. I ain't seen but about five of myself.
Amen.
It's a deception.
Amen.
And materialism is the whole hallmark of it.
Amen.
You want to test that, don't buy no presents. And come together and say, we're going to sing spiritual hymns and songs. You might get away with it one year, but you won't get away with it the second one.
You're right about that.
But what you'll be doing is separating those who believe and those who walk by sight. You know, they
Amen.
Get this fuzzy feeling, this, oh, I just feel so good this time of year. Is you crazy? Feelings are deceitful. What happened to the other 11 months? How were you feeling? I got news for you. If you trust the Lord, he will bless you 24/7, 365. Can I get
Amen.
A witness?
Amen.
Proverbs 2:27-20. Death and destruction are never satisfied, neither are the eyes of men. Did y'all get that?
Amen.
If you're chasing this world and this materialism, you're never satisfied.
Amen.
Amen.
The pursuit of wealth eventually becomes an obsession, and then it becomes your guide.
Amen.
Close your eyes again and then think about whatever comes into your mind. That's a good test. And keep them closed and keep thinking. Oh, that's right. Just do it sometime. You're not doing it now, but just do it sometime. You want to test how close you're getting to Christ. You have your eyes closed for 10 minutes and see how much you think about Christ. You see, that's why people like TVs running in every room. They ain't got to think.
Amen.
The devil gives them their thoughts.
Amen.
Turn off all the televisions and radios and all that and have quiet time and see what you think about. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 says, no one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
Amen.
And by the way, that exceeds money. The King James talks use the word mammon. That's anything you put your trust in. It could be your ego. And by the way, a whole lot of people's egos getting ready to get crushed.
Amen.
Amen.
I've worked my way up into this corporation, and I'm a senior vice president. I do all the respect I am. Well, you senior vice president, you have to go into the unemployment line. How much attention you get there. Listen to me. You can't put nothing before Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
And if you do, you're heading for trouble.
Amen.
And you're certainly going to have anxieties. Those who walk by faith, however, handle this world's goods with contentment. They realize that God has promised to supply our material needs if we have the faith to place in him. He reigns supreme in our lives. Does he this morning, church, reign supreme in your life?
Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 6:33 says, but seek ye first the kingdom and its righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Church, we should not want things but worry about what we need. And if that's the case, then we don't have no worry, because he supplies all our needs according to his riches and glory. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
Point three is suffering. Those who walk by sight deal with suffering and a terrible despair. You see, if your perspective are wrong, you will think of these things in a way that is unnecessary and ungodly. You see, there are those who believe that Christians don't suffer. I wish I could believe that, but that is not the way I read Scripture. All I know is that if we suffer, he's always with us. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I remember little Aaron doing Bible study asked us to pray for a teacher who has cancer. Most of us, when we hear that dreaded word, it becomes just that. I stop by to tell you that there is no word that can override what my word says, what the Lord's word says. He says, I'll give you peace even in the midst of storms. What you and I must do is we don't walk by what we see. You see, Paul lays it out in this text when he talks about this tent that we have. Go back and read the whole chapter. And so what happens is when you trust the Lord, I don't care what comes on you. You have the faith to believe that if it's allowed, it's God's will. If it needs to be healed, it'll be his will. And so I'm at perfect peace.
Amen.
Listen to me. Death is the thing that causes so much consternation and sickness and sadness. Death is not an issue for believers.
Amen.
Y'all come on with me now. For when you're absent in the body, you're what? You're present in the Lord. You see,
Amen.
You got to get there
Amen.
By faith.
Amen.
And that comes from knowing God's word and hearing his preached word. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 through 28. Five times I've received the Jews, the 40 lashes minus one. Three times I was beaten with a rod. Once I was stoned, and three times I was shipwrecked. And I was spent a night and day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers and danger from bandits and danger from my own countrymen. I've been in danger from the Gentiles and in danger in the city and in danger in the country, in danger at sea and in danger from false brothers. I have been labored and I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and hallelujah. I have often gone without food. I have been cold and I have been naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressures of my concerns for all the church. You know who that was? I'm not going to tell you. Read the text and figure out who it was. Listen at me. If you have Christ, you have contentment. I don't care what storm you go in. I don't care what suffering you go through. I don't care what pain you have. It's all how we look at it in our mind. Change the way you think about suffering, and your life will be a blessing to you and to others.
Amen.
Oh, yes, it will. Yeah, you know, I know people who when they get sick or something, they got all kinds of the things to put, you know, you just get put down. I used to call when I was young in the service back to some of my family members, and they back in the States when I was overseas, and every time I got off the phone, I was crying. Because all I heard was, we need this, and this ain't right. My precious wife used to always have to settle me down. And one day she told me, stop calling them. You see, sometimes you're suffering. If you don't look at it from a godly point of view, you'll make everybody around you sick.
Amen.
And so the suffering that we do is no more than any other believer has done. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
What we have to know is that we walk by faith, not by sight. Sighted people have terrible suffering. Godly people have minimal suffering. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see.
Amen.
And all we have to do is trust the Lord, and he will guide and direct our walk. Can I hear it? Get a witness?
Amen.
We don't walk by ourselves. We walk in the newness of life in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
My last point. This morning I want to talk to you straight up, flat-footed about faith. And I encourage you to take good notes. I got about 9 minutes. Faith is, in general, the persuasion of the mind. I'm going to say that one more time. Faith, in general, is the persuasion of the mind. You see, church, one of the things I'm learning is, and the more I grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord, you've got to control your mind.
Amen.
Amen.
And there in lies the secret. You must have truth planted in your mind. You keep untruths out of your mind.
Amen.
And that's why sighted people have so much trouble. They don't have truth. And if you don't have truth, you don't have wisdom, you don't have knowledge, and above all, you don't have the blessings of the Lord.
Amen.
Listen to Philippians chapter 1, verse 27. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as men for the faith of the gospel. 2 Thessalonians puts it another way, chapter 2, verse 13. But we ought always to thank God for you, brothers loved by the Lord, because from the beginning God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. Church, we're not on this call by accident. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
We're here
Amen.
Because God has called us.
Amen.
You see, people who have not been called, they don't have any hope. You see, we know that God called us. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
I'm not going to do like I hear a lot of preachers say, say amen. But if you know God called you, you should be able to say amen.
Amen.
You see, we must confirm with our mouth what we have and know in our heart.
Amen.
Now, here's the primary idea. A thing is truth, therefore worthy of trust. Did you get that? A thing of truth is therefore worthy of trust. If you know the truth of God's word, you and I must trust it. And if we trust it, then we have faith.
Amen.
Amen.
See, one of our problems is that we don't have faith, and therefore we don't trust the word.
Amen.
And then you got all kinds of nightmare scenarios going for you. People come in your pathway, and I need some prayer warriors to get started. Start praying. Listen to me. Truth is what gets you free from the bondage of your own mind.
Amen.
And that's why I try to keep my mind full of positive, godly things. I'm getting so now I even tune out negative things. I don't want to hear it.
Amen.
I walk in a room and the TV's on, it just makes me sick. Because it's a deceitful thing. You and I must have wisdom and knowledge. And if you have that, you trust it. And then when you run into circumstances and situations, you're able to walk through them. I'm always reminded about Peter when he walked out on the water to Jesus. Jesus bidded him to come out there. And he was doing all right when he kept looking at Jesus. But the moment the lightning clapped and the thunder roared and the waves got high, he took his eye off Jesus and fell right in the water. And see, that's what happened in our life. The moment you stop keeping your eye on Jesus, let me help you with it. The moment you stop coming to Bible study and then stop coming to church, you know, it's easy to walk away from the truth. Because the Bible says in Genesis, I think, 5 and 6, that when God surveyed us, he saw that there were every inclination of our hearts was always towards darkness and evilness.
Amen.
Amen.
And so if you have wisdom, you know you got to keep your mind on Jesus, because it don't take a half a second to trip that line.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, your minds will always all say amen. Amen. You let somebody come up and do something to hit that button. You all need to hit that one button, and there you go.
Amen.
You will hurt somebody. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, now, I need some prayer warriors. You're going to hurt somebody. You see, you and I, we keep our mind on Jesus. When that button gets tripped, we say, oh, no, ain't going to happen today. There's people sitting in jail right this moment who got locked up last night because they walked by sight
Amen.
And not by faith.
Amen.
See, faith gets, keeps you humble.
Amen.
If somebody calls you a dirty word, how are you going to fight over word?
Amen.
You know how many people got killed over words?
Yep.
Oh. Knowledge is the essential element in our faith, church. John 10:38 says, but if I do it, even though you do not believe me, believe the miracles, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me and I'm in the Father. Listen at me. If you don't believe it, do it anyway.
Amen.
You got more to lose by not doing it than you do by doing it. Read
Amen.
Your Bible every day.
Amen.
Study and pray and ask God for more knowledge and wisdom.
Amen.
John chapter 1 John 2:3 says, we know that we have come to know him if we obey his commandments. You need to underline that one. You can read all the Bible you want to. You can come all the Bible studies you want to. You can use all the religiosity phrases you want to. But if you don't obey, you will not have faith.
Amen.
Amen.
Because a component of faith is obedience. You see, when you obey, that shows you have faith to trust the Lord that what he tells you to do, you will do.
Amen.
Can I get a witness?
Amen.
If you don't do what he tells you to do, you don't have saving faith. And saving faith is so called because it is eternal life, inseparable in connection with it. If you want to have eternal life, you and I must be obedient servants of the Most High God.
Amen.
The object, by the way, of saving faith is the whole revealed word of God. Faith accepts and believes as the very truth most shortly. There are many people who say, I believe part of the Bible or some of the Bible, but I don't believe this. You don't have saving faith. Saving faith is always believing. It is never letting go. I heard someone talk about dogmaticness. You know what a dogmatic person is? A person who stays on their point. They don't sway. They don't bend. They hold fast to it. That's how you and I have to be about the word.
Amen.
You have people talking about, boy, you take his Jesus from them, they lost. That's true. Because there's nothing in this sighted world that I need. I don't trust
Amen.
Nothing in this world.
Amen.
Y'all come on with me. I don't trust nothing in this world. My Bible says the whole world's deceitful.
Amen.
Amen.
Weapons of mass destruction. $700 billion bailout.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't trust none of that foolishness. Mm-hmm. Citicorp gets to a $30 billion. And now they're raising all the credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And nobody has any control over them. There were no strings attached. Y'all keep on believing this foolishness. Walk by faith, not by sight. Lastly, John 6:44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. Church, you got to have faith to believe that. you have to really sit down and in your own recesses of your mind find out for certain if you believe everything you read. Yeah, only you can do that. You see, if you come to wrestle with these scriptures and come to the conclusion that it's right, your faith will intensify. For example, scripture says that he'll give his angels charge over you. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that right now angels are a symbol above Word of God Church. I don't care if you're in Maryland or if you're in Pennsylvania or if you're in Georgia or wherever you're at. Listen at me. If you believe that, they're there.
Amen.
But if you don't believe that, they ain't there. And so I'm always at peace. I'm not preaching my sermon. I'm preaching his sermon. How do I know that? Because I trust that he will give me words to speak. The Bible says that when you have to speak, the Holy Ghost will let it flow from you like rivers of water.
Amen.
And that's not only given to me, it's given to you as well. And lastly, church, faith is necessary for your salvation. Whoever believes and is baptized, John 16:6 says, will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. And so if you don't mark now no other scripture, you need to mark 16:16 now. If you want to be saved, and by the way, we don't preach enough on fire and brimstone. Let me put another way. If you're not saved, you're going to hell, and you're going to burn in hell throughout eternity. A lot of people don't want to hear that. They believe our hell is right here on earth. You keep believing that foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're going to have two hells. The one you believe right here on earth and the one you're going to.
Amen.
So as I close this out, and I am closing, I know I've said it three times. Faith coming from hearing, and hearing comes from the word. Can I get an agreement on that?
Amen.
See, church, faith in Christ secures for us the belief of the freedom from condemnation or justification before God, and particularly in the life that Christ has laid out for us. We can be at peace in this world if we have faith.
Amen.
Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Faith will always equal the gospel. You got that? Faith will equal the gospel. And so it's the gospel that you must keep always on your mind. Don't let nobody deceive you about it. You have the responsibility to take charge of that. No one else but you. Walk by faith, church, and not by sight, and you will be blessed in this world and in the world to come. Let us pray.